Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Bob, the 20th of July, man. Time is flying by this summer. I hope you've been out and created a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I've tried. I've got empty lots on both sides of my house, so my neighborhood is a neighbor of none.
Nice.
But I like what I cook, so nice. That's all that matters. I'm Jop. Awesome. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, buddy. Yeah, and it is 20th of July. I'll just say that I'm just a few days away from my birthday. So, you tried to get my birth date out of me, which I think is crazy to give out because of online creeps that might try and get your data. And I'm sure you can find it online anyway. But so regardless, in a few days, my family's coming over. My sister shares a birthday with me.
And we covered this in the last show, but you have the same birthday, but you're not twins.
We're 5 years. I was born on her birthday, and
world record pregnancy.
She was 5 years old.
Bob was a little slow.
She was 5 years old, and the story my mom tells is she went running, skipping down the street, saying, "I got a baby brother for my birthday," and she did that once.
Right, right. Because that was the first day, and you weren't talking yet.
That's right. So anyway, we celebrate our birthdays together every year, and
I think he's going to be 63.
62.
Yeah, see? I baited him.
It's just a little thing we do. So last week, I did that barbecue for the boys at Selfridge.
Right.
And it was fantastic. We had over 100 people show up. I was told we'd have 70 to feed. I brought extra butts and briskets.
Have to every time.
And it was great. And, gosh, the weather turned out good. I'm so happy and thankful, but... you know, it's for my son's Army Guard unit, so it's real easy to do. We gave out all these smokers for Operation GI Barbecue, and Selfridge was the last base to get one.
Right.
And it's just kind of fun to see the unit in action and to hear the stories from the different retired military guys over there using that smoker mm-hmm. to feed their troops or feed their friends or retired NCOs and officers. But I did stop in Grand Ledge last week, and I was at the subway there, just on the freeway in Grand Ledge, Michigan. And I saw all these Army troops there. It's lunchtime. And so these guys are in front of me ordering. They're getting these monster 12-inch with everything on. I'm getting a little 6-inch on flatbread, right? Fat boy food. And these guys were nice young guys in the early 20s. And I said, "So you guys from the armory here in Grand Ledge?" And they're like, "Yeah." And I go, you ever get to eat any food off that big smoker you got there?" And they turn around, they grin real hard, and they go, "Yeah, that thing's awesome."
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, that's cool." I said, "Yeah, well, I was kind of responsible for getting that to you guys." And they started going on and on about it. And then I said, "Well, do you happen to know one of your Chinook mechanics named Alex Nermico?" Because he used to be stationed at that base.
Okay.
They moved all the Chinooks to Selfridge. And, well, first I said, "Do you know any of the Chinook guys?" And they go, no. Because these guys are Apache guys, right?
Okay.
The helicopter mechanics. And I said, "Do you happen to know Alex Nermico?" And they go, "Oh, yeah, Nerm. Yeah, we know Nerm." Yeah. I said, "Well, I'm his dad."
Yeah.
And so we...
Fun.
Funny how you can run into people that your little actions affect right. down the road. And I guess you
why
know,
we do it, brother.
We
it's
did,
only the reason
you know,
that we do
did,
it is
we
make
did that
people
deal
smile.
For 2 years, and it was just it's nice after the fact. Now it's been wound down for a while. It's nice after the fact to say, yeah, people are using it. Yes, people benefited from it. I know the troops down in Fort Bragg got some currency out of it, and I think it's time for a little Cicinano's beer of the week.
Yeah, and you know what? we have some Schmoes beer from Siciliano's this week. And who
they sent us a brewer.
Right. Then they didn't only send us the beer, they sent the guy that made the beer. Live in the studio with us is the baritone of beer himself, Chaz Thompson, from Schmoes. And Chaz?
Schmoes? You ever said it before?
Did I say? Yeah, I tried, man. But Chaz?
You're going to have to wet his whistle.
Right.
I think
yeah.
You should.
So with what, Chaz? What's the beer of the week this week?
Well, beer of the week is Hop Knocker.
Okay.
And when Bob sent me a little note and said, hey, we're going to do steaks this week, I said, what's my favorite steak beer? And I brought two of them, but Hop Knocker is beer of the week.
All right.
It's a great Imperial IPA. It's got manly character to it. It's got a big body. It'll hold up to a huge hunk of meat.
It's got a really cute girl on the six-pack, too.
Well, yeah, and I hear last week's guest was female, so, you know, I was going to balance that out by bringing a girl on the six-pack.
Yeah, we're not going there.
Right. So Hop Knocker, that sounds big and hoppy.
It is big and hoppy. Named? It's 136 IBUs.
Okay.
And for those at home or, you know, that don't keep up with our acronyms, that's International Bitter Units.
Right.
Most of your beers out there, Randy, you're a guy that likes them in the 30s.
30s to 50s is about as high as I want to go.
Bob and I dip a little higher in the hop line
and
stuff, but this one knocks
them out. That's why we no longer call them Hoppy Joppy.
Right. Yeah. But the point there is if you don't understand all this jargon, is the higher that number, you're going to have a little more bitterness to the beer. The lower the number, it's a little malty. But bitter might be the wrong word because it's just the effect of the hops, right?
You're
going to have the bitterness in there. You're going to have also a lot of the flavors of the hops. You know, you get a lot of citrus flavors out of some hops. Some hops are dry and earthy. You get some hops out there that have a kind of a pininess to them and such. And this one has a huge blend of hops in it to give it a real balance, but we also built a big malt characteristic into this so that you could really, really drink a couple of them without it blowing your sinuses up like some of the beers do.
Right.
It's just our strive was balance to keep the malt in there. And so it's a beer that I think you can drink, Jop, because it's got enough malt to it. But it's going to appeal to Bob and I's hop desire.
I think I did just take a drink of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And almost a little coffee note, or is that caramel in there?
That's caramel. That's the roastiness of the caramel malts.
Right. Yeah, I can drink this.
But you get that fruitiness.
I guess I will. I think you'll have to. That's all he brought.
Oh, I've got another one for the next segment.
So at Siciliano's Market, the cool part about what they do is you can buy a one-pack, and you can make your own six-pack, 12-pack, or case out of a variety of beers. They sell them by the bottle. These are going to sell for $1.99 a bottle, which is a great value. Yep. You get an opportunity to try this before you have to commit to a 6 or a 12 of it, which is a cool part about Siciliano's Market.
And hopefully Chaz brought some extras because I'm having a pool party this afternoon, and my brother-in-law is up, Steve and Jen, and their kids are our godchildren.
Okay.
And we have been working feverishly for 2 weeks to get the pool ready because it's been a disaster year for the pool. Late start, all this bad weather. Noah's Ark was sitting in it when on the ice thawed. So he's one of the original beer snobs. If you think I'm a beer snob, he and I started about 17 or 18 years ago with like a six-pack of Pilsner Urquell, and that's how it all began. So I'm going to bring a little bit of this Hop Knocker home for that pool party, and I don't care what the kids do.
Right. There's other people watching the kids. You're
That's
watching
right.
the beer, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Aren't
kids can't have
kids
the beer.
Kids old enough to drink now?
No, not my godchildren.
Yeah, just your children. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, coming up next, we're going to dive into my favorite food on the grill. That's a big old hunk of beefsteak.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk a little bit about a lot of different things. Stick with us. We'll be back. My stomach turns.